The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We're on the ice at Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado, 5,280 feet above sea level. That's always the first discussion when you talk about the Sharks and the Colorado Avalanche. But Drew, the second discussion should be that the Sharks are facing a team that is on one of the best rolls we've seen in a long time.
They are dominant. It's as of today, before this game, they are a plus 38 in goal differential. That means they've scored 38 more goals than their opponents. They've lost one time in regulation. The last time they lost was against the San Jose Sharks in overtime in San Jose. They have got everything you want in a hockey team. They have got outstanding, quick, fast, talented, hard-working forwards. Their defense, well, they got the best defenseman in the world in Cale Makar. They have got Brent Burns. They have got Devin Taves. They have got a team that absolutely gets back to pucks, ends plays quickly, moves it the other way. And then our good friend Mackenzie Blackwood, Scott Wedgwood, the lumberyard, they call them in net. They are doing a great job, and all they have to do is just make the stops they're supposed to make, because this team is so good. So, it is a, and I know I say this every game, this is a huge, huge test. Lots of good feelings about the Sharks, and there should be, because they've been playing so well. But the big key is going against the best in the world right now, the best in the league right now. What do you got?
It's going to be fascinating to see, Drew. And, you know, the other factor is that Colorado is so good defensively, in part because they react so quickly to plays in the defensive zone.
They're extremely talented. They're not overly physical, but because they get on you so quick, you think they are, because there's just zero time and space. So what does that mean for the Sharks? It means you've got to support the puck. It means you've got to get pucks behind. Do not feed their transition game. You've got to have that third man. You've got to be above the puck when you lose it. But you've got to track as hard away from the puck as you can. You've got to be, your pace away from the puck has to be at its best. And that's the one way Ryan Rosofsky will tell us today. The best way you beat a team as good offensively as Colorado is, make them play in their end.
Normally you'd say that the Sharks playing a heavy game against Boston, they were heavy when they needed to be, that would be a good thing against a skilled, slick Colorado team. But they don't mind the heavy either, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. But the way the Sharks play heavy is the same way that these guys play heavy. Get on you, get in your face. The one thing that we didn't like about the Senators game was that there wasn't a heck of a lot of pushback. There was a ton of pushback the next game against Boston. I loved how they wanted to grind that game out. And the fact, like Barkley Goodrow, Ty DeLandria, Ryan Reeves, Adam Gaudette, Vinny Desharnais, Mario, I thought those guys played as heavy a game. Again, not blowing guys up, but just being physical.
So now I'm going to ask the question that I'm not going to ask the players in the Sharks dressing room. I did ask some Colorado people this. And that is the altitude. Is it overrated? Is it a situation where it does affect you, but you don't really notice it?
Yes, it does affect you, but you don't notice it. They put that sign as we come off the bus just before you enter the arena. You are 5,000, what is it?
5,280 feet. It's a mile high city.
Mile high. You're 5,280 feet above sea level. That's just to put that in your head. No, it doesn't make a difference. I tell you what, Danny, I actually had a really good run today on the treadmill, and I felt fantastic.
That's because you train in high altitude.
In Saskatoon.
What's the altitude there, 5 feet?
Yeah, exactly. So flat you want your dog run away for 3 days.
I forgot about that.
But I think it's overrated. Talking back when we played these guys in the playoffs way back when, 2002, we had oxygen on the bench. And I asked one of our team doctors, do they really need that? And he went, no, they don't. He said, your body adapts really quickly. He said, training at high altitude for long periods of time definitely does something to your cardiovascular system and your ability to compete like at higher altitudes, and it doesn't bother you as much. He said, you look at Kenyan runners, Ethiopian runners. He said, that's one of the reasons they're so good at their long distance running. He said, but when you're playing in this type of situation, this type of sport, doesn't affect you that much.
Well, it's a great rink and it's a great atmosphere, and these guys have two players that are absolutely world-class, yep. The best at what they do. Nathan MacKinnon, I think, and people will argue with me, I think that I'd rather have him on my team than Connor McDavid, just because of the way he is. It's sort of like Lemieux versus Gretzky. I mean, it's hard to argue with it. I'd love to have Connor McDavid on my team, too. But this guy is mean, too. He does something that really gets teams off their game, and the Sharks have got to be aware of that. Cale Makar, on the other hand, is just Mr. Everything with the puck. He's just so calm. He has great shots. He's always in position. If I'm Sam Dickinson, I know I'm not trying to be Cale Makar, but I'm watching what he's doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely you are. Cale Makar, you're right. He's about as close to perfection as far as playing the game every single time he's.
How did he go fourth overall?
I don't know. Well, that's, you know, like Dean Lombardi, former Sharks general manager, he always says, yeah, you can't do that. You can't look back. But you do look back.
So the other standard comment from people from Massachusetts would be, well, he's played college hockey, so that's why they win against.
Exactly.
It's not true anymore.
No, not at all. The other aspect is when you look at Nathan MacKinnon, he is very disciplined in everything he does, from his rest, his nourishment, his fitness, his play on the ice, and how he holds guys responsible on his team. He is a big, he is the voice in that room, even though you've got Landeskog and Makar, and now you've got Brock Nelson, who you talked to this morning, you've got Brent Burns, you've got veteran players, yes, but Nathan MacKinnon is the guy when it comes to being the driver, the sheriff on the bench.
He is that, and the guy, Mr. Outside, is Landeskog, because he's so good at speaking with the media, knows what to say. But Landeskog also was a really good, well, he's inspiring because the way he came back after a couple years off, but he also was a good people manager in the way that Joe Pavelski was.
Yeah, so you got, say, Joe Thornton, who was really hard on guys. Yes, we've heard the stories. But then you had Joe Pavelski, who was the mediator, and there we go, okay, this is what we're talking about. And, you know, you listen to Joe Pavelski's talks in that room, that one video clip, they were in it in Arizona. And it was fantastic between the periods about, we have to be doing this, guys. We have to be, not you. It was we. And he would give ways to get better, to be better. Like, he would give you solutions. Some guys just get after you. Landeskog's a solution guy, and without a doubt, absolute inspiration.
So it looks like the Sharks are going with the identical lineup, and why wouldn't you against the Boston Bruins? Yaroslav Askarov has been mammoth in goal, and I don't mean Utah, and he has just been lights out. The battle with him and Pastrnak last game was colossal. It was epic.
It really was. You know, I was looking, since the first win of the Sharks, I was counting that first win against the Rangers, the Sharks in 17 games have only given up 42 goals, and a couple of those, the win against the Rangers and the win against the Minnesota on that same trip, there were 5 goals. So in 15 games, they have only given up 32 goals. That's outstanding. That is how you win in this league. Jared Bednar just said, checking is how you win.
So final thought, Macklin Celebrini and how he will deal with the competition with Nathan MacKinnon tonight, number one, number two in the league. We have no doubt that he'll do it, but isn't it going to be fascinating to see what happens?
Yeah, it's great. But you know what? You know, there's so many other great things happening, but whenever you have Macklin going up against the other top guys, he'll tell you, nah, you know, it's just another game. I'm all games are big. Sure. But you know how, exactly, you know how great players are. Great players rise to the challenge, like he did last game after the game against Ottawa. He rose to the challenge against Boston.
We'll see what happens tonight. Jamal Mayers is with me on the show. We start at 5:30 Pacific time with the Sharks and the Avalanche at Ball Arena. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.